Hi Louise, can you hear us?
I can. Thank you, and welcome to the Welcome Bolton podcast. Before we get started, I'll just let the listeners know that today I'm speaking with Andy N and Amanda Steele, who are both very well-known poets and performers throughout the Northwest. And if we could firstly just talk about what you will be doing to support the Wigan Diggers gig that's coming up in Bolton in September. If you could tell us a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, but what we're both going to be doing is we're both going to be doing two short sets of our poetry, Louise. Is that Amanda's doing something that is slightly
Yeah.
different to me?
I've got a couple of ideas for poems I'm going to be reading out and possibly a little bit of my book, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, and just tell us a bit more about your book, Amanda. It's a book of poetry, but have you got a book of short stories as well you're doing?
No, I do have a book of poetry, but the recent book that's come out is a fiction book.
Ah, right, okay.
And that's what Amanda, that's what she's going. You're going to be doing at the Bolton Diggers, aren't you?
Yeah.
So,
Okay. And what's that about? What are the influences that have motivated you to write that, Amanda?
it's something my mum used to say. It sounds a bit depressing when I tell people, but she has this theory that children who have been kidnapped might have actually still be alive and be sold to rich couples who can't have children of their own. So that got me thinking about what would happen if, like, one of the children grew up and then found the real family and everything they'd have to deal with because of that.
It does sound depressing. It sounds quite interesting. And it's quite interesting how you can tie that into people like like kind of the rewriting of stories like Grimm's fairy tales, like people like Angela Carter and people like that have done previously. So I think it's quite an interesting topic that you've chosen to do that with. So yeah, I think that'll be an interesting topic to use, especially at Diggers, because talking about people who've been dispossessed, it kind of fits in with that theme, doesn't
Does
it?
really, does really. Then it certainly does with it. That's why when Amanda, when Jeff actually spoke to both me and Amanda about doing it, I suggested Amanda straight away, didn't I, Matt, to what he was putting novel. So I thought the novel was going well with it. So it'd give me a chance to do some ranting poetry, if you will. And Amanda can go, I don't know what sort of poetry you're going to do yet, but.
Got a few ideas, but nothing decided on for certain
So do you think you maybe might look at just going through some sections in it that you find will fit well with that kind of?
It's a good crowd doing the Bolton Diggers one, obviously, Louise, like, because Amanda's not done it before, but I've done it a couple of years now on the trot, and it's nice because, like, it'll give me a chance to go do some political poetry, like, and do some poetry, obviously, like, a bit more storytelling. Like, I know I like telling as well, and it's just very, very eloquent bit sometimes because it's a good crowd in there, it is. So,
So have you got a set work type yet, Andy?
oh, blimey, I know, look, I'm gonna do 15 minutes. I know about, I've got four I know I'm definitely going to do. And I've certainly got, there'd probably be another two on top of that as well yet. So I might, sometimes I do extended sets, Louise. I like to put something brand new in it. Like I say, I wrote the night before and like that just to mix it up a little bit. So I
Yeah.
might do that yet. But I might even yet, and Amanda doesn't know this yet, but we have co-wrote some poems together. So I might even yet bring Amanda on stage to do the last poem with me, something like that. So we'll just do. Just so you know, do something a bit different. So, but I've got plenty of ideas, certainly. So, because
Yeah, and I think that'd be really good if you're both performing, if you look at doing something collaborative, just to tie it up and obviously give it some context as well for the people who'll be there attending on that day. When actually is it, Andy? What's the date?
I think it's the last Saturday in July, not September, actually.
28th, I think.
Yeah, 28th of July. Amanda's telling me there in the background.
Lovely. I mean, I'll pop that on when we do put the podcast out there as well. We'll put the links on so that people are aware of where you both will be performing and that's
It's
going on.
usually the show when Jeff does it, Jeff and Gordon's on, and we do it. It usually starts off early afternoon and runs through to at 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening. Now, when I've done it in the past, I've usually gone on fairly early, around about 3 or 4-ish. So it'll probably be about the same time for both of us because they usually like to have more music on in the evening, like towards later in the evening. So like the poetry and the spoken word are usually on probably fairly early on, sort of tea time ish normally.
So obviously this will be you'll be the the Bolton Socialist Diggers events verging this time, Amanda. So, yeah. How are you feeling about that? Are you feeling quite apprehensive, or are you quite looking forward to doing it?
Yeah, I'm quite excited. I'm a bit nervous as well, but like the first time I read out in public, my legs were shaking, so it won't be that bad.
No, I mean, I saw you actually perform at Cuckoo last time I went there, which is a night that's actually running Presswitch, and you were really, I thought you were a really confident performer, and also, you know, the choice of poems you did was, I thought you were really entertaining. So I'm looking forward to what you will do with extracts from your book, and also some of the poetry that you'll be delivering there as well.
Or the more astute people, Louise, that I'm saying this, they might want to go and track down Amanda's photograph in the first reading at Speakeasy in Stretford from a couple of years ago, because you can actually see Amanda's legs shaking during the reading itself.
Well, I don't know if you can see my legs shaking, but you can see the terrified look on my face.
That's so why.
You don't feel quite as much dread now when you were.
No, not as much.
Good.
No, because the thing is, the pair of us, we normally do three readings together every month now, normally. That's why, in Amanda's case, you'd say yourself, it's helped you out a lot, hasn't it? Now with your performance skills.
Yeah, I think it's. It takes a while, doesn't it, to build up that kind of stage persona, and how that kind of works.
Yeah, it certainly helped. It's like I've been doing it for, blimey. I think I first met you, Louise, what was it, about 7 or 8 years ago, didn't I? I've known you on and off for some years now.
So. I think it's longer than that. I think it's about 10 years. And also as well, I remember when we first met and it was on the poetry scene. The thing that I think is great now is that there are as many female performance poets.
When
it first started, there were hardly any, you know what I mean? And I think it's great now because there's as many women that are really good at doing that as men. And as you'll know, Andy, you know, there was probably half a dozen women at that point that were performing around the Northwest. So it's great to see more women getting involved in that.
Yeah, certainly like with Amanda's case, Amanda's, she's getting a lot of female writers coming up to you now, aren't you, all the time? Like if with obviously like I do like this podcast myself called Spoken Label, and I can we've been asked to go and do a interview. I'm not gonna say the name, the writer's name, in case it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But in Saturday after next, and the lady in question approached Amanda first, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then asked
for the other podcast as well.
Yeah, for the other podcast we do, our literature podcast, we're reading in bed. And then like she asked Amanda about the Spoken Label, and then I said to Amanda, didn't she? Like, I know your Andy's really nice, but could you come sit on the podcast as well? So Amanda's going to be like a hot interview herself soon as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously, as you know me, I'm all for that. I'm promoting, you know, women's writing and obviously women performing. And it's great to see that that's really kind of taking hold now. And not just in the Northwest, throughout the country. And I think it's really, really well supported.
Yeah, completely. Completely. Now, obviously we don't know Louise. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Amanda. Sorry about that. We've just to explain for the listeners that because we are doing this remotely, you guys are in Manchester at the moment, and I'm in Bolton. It's actually, you know, it's just got cut off. Sorry. So, Andy, you were just about to tell me something. So, go on.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Listen, what I'm saying to you was, Amanda's actually got another book out. Actually, besides his current book in probably autumn, haven't you?
Yeah.
For another publisher as well. So she's a busy young lady, this one, at the moment.
Right. Okay. And what's that one about, Amanda? Is it a similar theme, or have you?
A young adult book. It's more fantasy than the other book. It's about mermaids and like mythical descendants.
No, that's
a little bit less real life.
Not that you can see me at the moment, but I've got mermaid hair. So the listeners will just have to imagine that one.
Oh, brilliant. No, great stuff, Louise. At the moment, generally, I'm doing a lot of the moment outside the books. I'm doing more, actually, really. My writing and music at the moment, because I've got my Ocean of the Buckle band that's doing really well at the minute. But we both just don't do poetry. We do lots of other stuff as well. So
very, very busy. Both. You know, well-known performers. Right, okay, well, I'm going to wrap it up there, guys. That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah, come and watch us at Bolton, everybody. We're a rock the place.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks again, Louise. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.